Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
I can't enjoy the things that I enjoyed in college because I enjoyed them in college.
Life gets that little bit more complicated.
Do you wonder how you're ever going to get out of debt?
You get a pair of scissors and you take your card and you cut it in half.
I'm Jim Burns. Now is the time of the year when many of us start taking an honest look at our financial situation, and for some of us it doesn't look all that good, does it? Maybe you overdid it just a bit at Christmas time, most do, and now you're having to dig out of a pile of credit card debt. Or perhaps money issues have been hounding you long before the holidays came along. Well, if your family needs a financial makeover, I'm glad you tuned in to Homeward today. Because during the next half hour, I'll continue my conversation with Howard Dayton of Crown Financial Ministries. We're going to be talking about the map to true financial freedom. So if one of your New Year's resolutions was to get out of debt and become more responsible with your money, well, I've got good news for you today. We've got some very good answers. Stay with us. Homeward begins right now. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Thought I should mention that you can get an MBA online. The online MBA program at APU is outstanding. If you want to learn more about that, go to homeward.com or go to apu.edu. Had to mention that because today we're talking about money. Once again, the map to true financial freedom. Howard Dayton is with us. You know, every time you go to a church service and they're talking about money, some people kind of cringe, but actually these are biblical principles. They have never changed. Our culture's attitude toward money has changed a lot since these were written. But of course, Howard Dayton brings some biblical clarity to this conversation about the map to true financial freedom. Let's get into it now. This is the second half of a two-part conversation featuring Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Howard Dayton with us. We're having a continuing conversation about the map to true financial freedom. And if you heard us last time, I'm telling you, what a great conversation, and actually what a freeing conversation. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And a lot of times we think of other issues, but when it comes to stewardship, if we know the truth and then we live by the truth, you know, there really is an incredible amount of freedom that can take place. True financial freedom is not about unlimited resources. It's about sound and financial stewardship of the finances that God has blessed you with. So we're going to have to learn this, and especially if this is something that you're struggling with in your life, then you're going to have a great day today here on Homeward. Howard Dayton is the co-founder and chief executive officer of Crown Financial Ministries. He's a noted author and a popular speaker. He's a radio host of Money Matters. It's a great program. Been married to Bev for over 35 years. They live in Georgia, and I consider him a friend.
Great. Well, you are a friend, brother, and I'm very grateful that you've asked me to be on your program.
Well, it's great. Well, we are grateful. You know, we were saying before the program how important it is for Homeward, and our vision is to help families succeed, and you can't do that without talking about money.
That's right. No question about it. And the good news is God talks an awful lot about it. As I've mentioned so many times, the Lord has 2,350 verses in the Bible dealing with money and possessions. So I think, Jim, the reason the Lord said so much about money is that he loves us so deeply. He cares for us. He realized that money was going to be a challenge for all of us at some time of our life, and he wanted to give us his truth, the best way to handle money.
That is so true. Now, I'm thinking back to a conference that I did just recently. It was on marriage, and yet in my marriage conferences, I always talk about money. And I used to speak to kids, and if I would speak to 16-year-old boys and I would talk about something like lust, I would watch their eyes all kind of go down or they'd kind of hide. Well, as soon as I started talking about money, I looked at these people looking at each other saying, oh my goodness, we need to have another conversation, so to speak. So they were having a conversation in their head as I was speaking about money. Do you think that perhaps one of the biggest problems in America is this incredible debt load that we Americans especially have, but outside the United States as well?
No question. I mean, just listen to this one statistic. It's from the U.S. Commerce Department. For every dollar that people earn, listen to this, they spend $1.22. Now, I'll tell you, Jim, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can tell you, you can't do this forever. I mean, there has to be a day where the birds come home to roost, and so many people are struggling mightily in this whole area of debt because they're funding that 22 cents by using debt or invading their savings. You know, it's interesting. Last year was the first time in 73 years that the United States, individuals in the United States, had a negative savings rate. It's about -1%. So people are taking money out of their savings instead of putting it in. And as late as 1987, folks were saving almost 11% of their income. At the same time, debt's gone through the roof, as I mentioned. It's staggering. It's really interesting. I was looking at a statistic. When we started Crown back in 76, believe it or not, the total amount of individual debt in our country was less than $1 trillion.
Wow.
Last year, we added $1.2 trillion. In 1 year, you know, we added more than it took 200 years for debt in our country.
And really, the illustration of what's gone on in our country is the illustration of families as well.
Yes, just, exactly,
you know,
right.
It's not trillions of dollars, but it feels like trillions of dollars when you can't meet all your payments at the end of the month or at the 15th or whatever it is, and you're saying, how do you do this? It feels like that, and people feel paralyzed a lot of times.
It does, and it puts so much stress and pressure on the marriage relationship when you have this burden, this overwhelming burden of debt.
Right.
And it's really interesting, you know, scripture is pretty clear when it comes to debt. It's not sin, but Proverbs 22:7 tells us the borrower is servant to the lender, and God wants you to be a free person and not burdened by this debt.
Right, exactly. And you've created a great product. It's a book called Your Money Map, a proven 7-step guide to true financial freedom. And we talked about it in the last program to some extent. And what I want you to do just quickly for our listeners, if they didn't hear that, is I want you to go through the 7 steps somewhat quickly, because obviously they can go back and get our program. I recommend that they get your book. We have a section in your website where it says, Hey Howard at crown.org. And I'm going to Hey Howard a bunch of questions for you, actually out of this roadmap. So
give us the
7 points and then let's move through it.
Good. Well, essentially the money map, 7 destinations on the money map. And what you want to do is you want to go from a place of getting your fundamental finances in order. Destination one is to save $1,000 for emergencies and start a spending plan, a budget. Destination two, you pay off that plastic, that high interest rate credit card debt, and you increase your savings for emergencies. Destination three, that's where you pay off your consumer debt, your automobile debt, your student loans, your home equity loans, you know, every kind of debt other than your home mortgage. And you increase your savings. Then destination four, I love, because you've eradicated this consumer debt and credit card debt, and you can begin to really focus on saving for those big ticket items, your kids' education, your retirement, the home purchase. Destination five, you buy your home. Destination six, you pay off your home. And destination seven, that's where you experience true financial freedom. You have enough income from savings or retirement to live without the need to earn a salary. And that's where you can really focus more of your time, more of your money on kingdom things.
Right. And that's really where true happiness comes.
Yeah.
You know, I see so many people, you and I have some good friends who where that is their case. And they are really people who are living a great life right now.
Oh, and making a huge, huge difference for the cause of Christ around the world.
Right. But they had to be disciplined with this, and they had to follow something like this money map. I got a scripture. It was actually out of your book, but it's in the Bible. But I found it, and I had never seen this scripture before. It's Proverbs 21:5, and it says, steady plodding brings prosperity. And in many ways, what you just described in about 2 minutes is steady plodding that brings us prosperity. Prosperity much more than just with finances. But it's steady plodding. It's not something that happens overnight.
No, it doesn't happen overnight. And I love that passage because the word picture, Jim, is somebody filling up a barrel one handful at a time. And so it's that steady month after month working on paying off that credit card, that steady month after month paying down that home mortgage that ultimately over a period of time with you making financial progress, you become more and more healthy financially, more and more stable. Not everybody's going to reach destination seven, but everybody can make progress.
Right, exactly. And in that, they will also teach their children. You know, one of the phrases at Homeward is, you know, the purpose of Homeward is to mentor parents. Parents mentor their children, and the legacy of faith continues to the next generation. And in many ways, what you're talking about is also giving an example to our children so that they then maybe won't have the kind of problems that many of the parents are having.
Oh,
today.
Exactly right. I mean, my 26-year-old daughter, this is kind of mind-blowing to me, but had been married 5 years. They bought a fixer-upper house in Florida, ate peanut butter and jelly sandwich for 5 years. She called one time to see if she could boil her toothbrush. I mean, you know, they were just living on it as little as possible. but they paid off their house.
Amazing.
So 26. Just think about this. 26 years old, no house payment. And what was really cool, Jim, is they were very close friends with a couple. She was pregnant. There were complications in the pregnancy. They were able to take that $1,000 house payment that they no longer had to make, and gave it to this couple. And that's really what we're talking about, is getting financially freer,
right,
so that you can be more about helping people and building God's kingdom.
Wow, and the legacy of faith continues in your world. It's what you call MVPs, modeling verbal communication, practical opportunities. Your daughter and son-in-law wouldn't have been able to do that if it wasn't really for a difficult decision, a courageous decision that you and Bev made years and years before this.
That's right. And it's a privilege as a parent to be that MVP, to try to model the truth for them, tell them where it came from, which is God's word, and then to provide those creative opportunities for the kids. And we helped them. We matched part of what they prepaid on the home mortgage. Just as a parent, what can you do, right, to help your kids follow God's word? Yeah. That's really the name, right, of the game.
Great, great opportunity. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to ask Howard all these questions. We don't have the opportunity like you have on your program where people can call in. So I'm going to take the calls that we've had, and I'm just going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Great.
And we'll go rapid fire back. We're going to take a break right now.
Okay, and as we continue, more of this conversation with Howard Dayton and Dr. Jim Burns, talking about the map to true financial freedom. Boy, I'll tell you what, you want to create an atmosphere of peace in your home. Get your house in order financially, first and foremost. It's amazing how many fights will go away, how much more available you'll be for your kids emotionally, not to mention physically, because you won't be knocking yourself out at work the whole time. And it's really biblical to kind of get that stuff lined up. If you want to see what your spiritual life looks like, take a look at your checkbook, take a look at your bank statement, and Howard Dayton is reminding us of that. Visit our online resource center for resources on how you can do so, too. Go to the articles and media section at homeword.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Now the thing is, son, you can never start planning for your financial future too early. Now, stocks, they can be risky but profitable. Mutual funds, they don't grow as fast, but they typically have a better return in the long run. And then there's the real estate market, pension funds, estate plannings, but, you know, we can talk about those things later. Bottom line, he who fails to plan, plans to fail, all right? Okay, very good. And after your nap, we'll talk about the benefits of a good 401k plan.
Okay, so that may be a bit over the top. However, I'm actually convinced that you really can't start too early to introduce the biblical concept of stewardship to your children. Be a faithful steward of your resources. It's by far the most powerful way to teach your kids to be responsible as they grow up. For my free tip sheet called Celebrating the Gift of Stewardship with Your Kids, go to our website at homeword.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Welcome back. Howard Dayton with us today, a continuing conversation about the map to true financial freedom. As we've been saying, he's written a great book called Your Money Map. It may be the book, the message that you need for this year for you to get really started in a better way for your family, frankly. We want to help families succeed, and we think that stewardship is one of the major issues to help you help your family succeed. So don't wait for your spouse to make a decision. You start making it, and maybe for you it's picking up this book or even having your spouse listen to this program. Howard, lots of questions come your way every day. I don't have any idea how you can answer all of them, but I want to just throw some questions at you that I actually thought about as I was going through your book. You know, kind of random, if you would, but we have a lot of people at Homeward who say, we got ourselves in trouble because we did buy a home, and our home went up in value like crazy, not just in California, but all over. Obviously, the housing market is changing even as you and I speak, and it may not be as beneficial, but the fact is they got themselves in trouble with home equity.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And so they're looking at your money map, and they're saying, well, yeah, we did college education, but we did it on the home equity. We did a fancy vacation, but we did it on the home equity. Now we want to pay off our home equity, but we're not sure where that really fits in the money map. Now, you have a place where it fits, but some people are just saying, you know, should I sell my home and kind of get out of this to get started again?
That's right. And really, the answer is you need to take a look at the overall picture, mm-hmm, before you can make a knee-jerk answer to that, reaction to that. But in terms of the prioritizing of paying off debt, what I tell people, Jim, is at destination two, you pay off your plastic, because that usually bears the highest rate of interest. Destination three, that's where you pay off your other consumer loans. And I lump home equity loans in that. So what I would do is I'd take a look at how much you owe for your wheels, how much you owe student loan, home equity loan, and start with the one that's got the lowest balance. Okay. Pay that rascal off first, because number one, you're going to be encouraged by slaying that particular debt dragon. And number two, that's going to free up cash for you. Cash that you're going to be able to apply to the one with the second smallest balance, what I call snowballing your debt. And it's amazing, once you begin to make progress, how fast your debt can be eradicated, because you really are able to put more and more of that monthly payment toward paying off principal, which is the name of the game.
Yeah, okay, great. And I think a lot of people need to hear that you know, and again, you had in your book, I read a quote that you quoted Cervantes, diligence is the mother of good fortune.
That's
you
right.
Be well, diligent about it.
Yeah, Proverbs 21:5, steady plotting brings prosperity. Right, so it's that month after month, faithfulness, relentless faithfulness, which is not an easy thing to do, particularly in our culture where we want to do things overnight, instantly.
Yeah.
But the name of the game is to be faithful over a long period of time.
Yeah. Now, you're looking at, ask a car question, but you're looking at a guy who drives a Ford Escape 140,000 miles, and Roger's car must have much more than 140,000 miles, so we haven't put a whole lot of money into our cars.
We're yes.
You know, we're car people, but we don't drive them. Cars, new car, buying a car, leasing a car. A lot of times people get in big trouble because of even the car issue. I mean, maybe the house is one thing, but then they love these cars. What do you say to the car story?
Be careful. That's what I say to the car story. When Bev and I first made the decision that what we wanted to do was to move from a place where we were deeply in debt, and our dream, which was a long-term dream, was to get in a place where we were financially free, we realized that the car and the house were going to be the two big pieces of the puzzle that we had to put in place. 70% of all the cars are financed today. So what we encourage people to do to break that debt trap when it comes to their cars is to keep the car at least 3 years after it's paid off, but keep making the payment, but make it to yourself, so that when you're ready to go ahead and purchase a car, which will probably be a used car, your trade-in plus the cash that you save should be enough to allow you to buy one debt-free, which is just awesome. You think about this, Jim. The average car payment today is $378. What could you do with an extra $378 each and every month? And when you buy a new car, the biggest cost of a new car is depreciation. I mean, this sounds incredible, but cars lose 40% of their value the first year. The first 4 years, they lose 60% of the value. And it's just as if each and every week, just picture this, you drive out of your driveway, you get your wallet, and you take out a $100 bill, and you throw it out of the window. That's what the new car depreciation is costing you. So I encourage people, particularly if they are in debt, they don't have a lot of savings, buy that low mileage used car where you don't have to pay that cost of depreciation. And whatever you do, don't be involved in car fleecing. Did I say fleecing? I meant to say leasing, because that's a very expensive way to go. It looks cheaper up front, but you end up with nothing after the lease term is over. Plus, they kill you. I mean, absolutely kill you on the fine print. If you drive over, you know, might be 12,000 miles a year, you end up paying 20 cents per mile, and it's very, very expensive.
Well, that's interesting. In fact, I saw in the paper this week that the amount of fancy cars that are leased, and I thought, oh, how sad. That means that the people are doing that because they can't really afford these things, and it's the nicest of nice cars. You know, a majority of them are leased.
Exactly right. I mean, people look great on the outside, but inside they're just dying financially.
Yeah, that really makes a lot of sense. You had a quote in your book where debt is bad, savings is good, giving is fun, and stuff is meaningless.
That's right.
And we really
exactly
need to get to that place.
We really do.
That's great wisdom in terms of just even thinking about that. Let's talk about college education, even Christian schools. A lot of parents are sending their kids to Christian schools, and they're actually going into debt to do that. And I know you've got an opinion on college education. What do you think about that? Did parents pay for it?
Well, my view is, first of all, colored by the fact that the average senior now graduates with $19,000 of school debt, $3,000 of credit card debt, plus what they owe for their ride. I mean, it's a huge amount of debt that the average young person is entering. They haven't even got a job, and they've got that kind of debt. So I encourage parents at an early age with your kids, start having your kids work to earn money so that they can help pay for their education. It's going to mean an awful lot to the kids in terms of their commitment to do well in school. If you can, as a parent, saving to help with the education is a wise thing to do. And then they should really be diligent to look for grants, scholarships, go to the community college and stay at home for 2 years. I mean, what can they do to lower the cost of their education? And there's a wonderful website. It's called scholarshipcoach.com, which I really encourage people to take a look at, because they've really thought through well, you know, how kids can get grants and scholarships.
Yeah, and that's great. Okay, let's talk about giving. Do you start, if folks are not giving, or if they're maybe giving a small percent, do you start giving right at the same time that you're putting away the $1,000, or do you kind of wait until you get your credit card stuff taken care of? What do you do on the giving side?
Well, when you look at these 2,350 verses that deal with money and possessions, Jim, what you see is that giving is really on God's heart. I mean, there is just a ton of verses that deal with giving because he knows it's for our benefit. I love what Acts 20:35 says. Jesus himself said it is more blessed to give than receive. And when a person does give, they put Christ first in their life. Their spiritual life takes off. It certainly happened with Bev and me. And what I've also discovered is when a person's faithful to give in the spiritual realm, and I don't fully understand it, but that does free the Lord to provide us even more resources to handle faithfully. So I encourage people, you know, put giving as their first priority when it comes to their handling of their resources.
Well, that is great input. I only have 995 more questions, so you're going to have to someday come back.
Definitely.
Because this is the end of this program pretty quickly. You know, the scripture says, what good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? And in many ways, that's what we're talking about today. Howard, thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure, Jim. Just loved it.
And that concludes Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with author, educator, financial expert Howard Dayton. Here on the Homeward broadcast, we've been talking about the map to true financial freedom. Howard is the author of the book, Your Money Map, and it's one that Jim Burns highly recommends. You can find information about it online if you go to our website at homeward.com. Hit the radio broadcast button. It takes you right to the radio schedule, and then Howard's name is there, a Totkeed, and you click on that link, and it takes you right to Howard's website. You can learn more about his writing, learn more about his radio commentaries, all the great resources that Howard makes available to so many people in the body of Christ. These are biblical principles, of course, but they work for everybody. That's a great way to reach out to folks. Jim, take the final moments of our time together here. I know you have a word to share about family and finances and how the two of them work together. Take the final moments of our time together and kind of unpack that for us.
Well, you're right, Roger, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But, you know, families and finances all year. Frankly, the more and more I'm involved in family ministry, people are hurting in this area, and
yeah,
they need to follow some of the great suggestions that Howard made, I think, personally, and I appreciate it. Sometimes I feel like we're doing an infomercial on finances for some reason, different than any of our other program. It's not an infomercial. It's really good, powerful stuff. Show me what you do with your money, and we'll talk a lot about your faith and actually how your family goes. So it's a very, very important topic. Speaking of faith and family, we have wanted to do something special here at Homeward for a long time. In fact, since we started our daily radio broadcast, definitely, and I'm thrilled to talk about it here today. I've been talking about it, you know, at the end of these programs. Homeward started in 1985, and we have been doing our best to support parents as they work to raise their kids to love God and actually also become responsible adults. But what you may not know as a listener is that there has been a select group of individuals who have been supporting Homeward in this ministry with their ongoing prayers and with their monthly financial support. And because of this partnership, the ministry of Homeward has been able to expand, and boy, has it expanded over the last few years. With that expansion, our circle of supporters has grown also, but we need more supporters. And now you have the opportunity to become a part of this, well, select group as well. When you become a part of what we're calling Homeward's Family Circle, you'll be joining others who are committed to praying for us once a week and supporting us financially once a month, monthly gift. The size of your gift isn't as important as the fact that you're supporting us month in and month out.
And we are so grateful, Jim, for the people who are part of the Homeward Family Circle. And it's so encouraging to know that people are dropping us notes saying, hey, I prayed for you guys today. I prayed this week. The gifts come in. And you know, the gifts range anywhere from $10 to a couple $100 a month. It's really not, like you mentioned, it's not so much a question of us saying we have to raise a certain level of money. We have a lot of stations who are partnering with us on what they call a sustained basis, which is actually just a partnership. We provide the program. They provide the airtime. There are some production costs that go along with putting the show together that way, and also our seminars and some of the writing that goes on behind the scenes, maintaining the website. But the Family Circle is a great way to help out. If you can commit to being a part of the Homeward Family Circle, we'd love to hear from you. Go online to homeward.com or just write to us at P.O. Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.